I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today in our readings, we have a beginning of Lent in this year for us to consider the relationship that God has with us. The rainbow, which is referred to in the collect and in the first reading that we had, talks about the promise and relationship, relational covenant that God has with God's people. That never again would the world be destroyed. That never again would God have to call out and start again. And that's how people understood the great floods that happened in the Mesopotamian region about 4,000 years ago. And there are lots of flood stories from that same time in other cultures. And the one we have received talks about this flood that killed many, many, many people, that they understood it, that God was cleansing the earth and starting again. And then we have to start looking at what does this covenantal relationship mean between us and God, and what is our responsibility? We remember the Noah story where there was 40 days of the flood. And we also then have Jesus being baptized and being driven out into the wilderness for 40 days. And again, it's all about covenantal relationship between God and Jesus, between God and us. How do we respond to the trials and tribulations as we live out our own covenantal relationship with ourselves, with God, and with each other? That's the key of today's reading. That covenantal relationship. We, in our baptism and affirming it in confirmation, have made a covenant with God saying, I respect and want your love, and I want that as a person. In other traditions, you might have your baptism as an adult, and you make your own affirmation. Confirmation for Anglicans is the finishing of baptism. It's left unfinished until later in life when you make your own decision. But it basically is the same. I have made a covenant with God that I will receive God's love and in return for receiving that love, be a loving person. And what does that mean? It means always trying to be sensitive and considerate about my relationship with myself, my God, and with other people. I never seek to shame anybody in public. If I have something to say that could be shaming, I will say it quietly. And if I've made a mistake, then I apologize and reconcile. It's part of my covenant with God to always be mindful of that. I'll give you a case in point from my own life. And it happened Friday afternoon with my wife, Erica. We were out shopping for fruits and vegetables in a fruit and vegetable store in a market. Now, I'm the kind of guy that I normally go and do the shopping very quickly. I know what I want. I know what I need. For months and months and months now, as Erica has been doing her coracles, I've been doing the cooking. And part of doing the cooking is doing the shopping. And I'm sort of a rote kind of guy. I don't fool around. So I get my little bags and I put them in the shopping cart and I go to the little fruit and vegetable store in Abbotsford called Wong's. And I get in there and I can go into Wong's, I can shop and be out in 10 minutes. And every week I try to see if I can beat my time. It's true. I don't like just putting around. So I get in the store and I go around, pick everything up. And Erica hasn't been able to be shopping with, and not her fault, 4 months. But Friday, the coracles are up, and some of you have seen them, and she went shopping with me. So I did my around the store, and I was standing at the cashier waiting. Where was Erica? And this is where it gets painful for me to share with you, but it's human. She was on the other side of the store looking at pea shoots and little things like that. And so I'm standing here and I can put out a big voice, you know. And I filled the room, that whole store. Erica, I'm waiting for you. And after the words were out of my mouth, I thought, what a dumb thing to do. I embarrassed her and she was hurt. And I don't like ever, intentionally or unintentionally, hurting anybody. And I apologized and I owned it. But she was really decimated. And she says, I love coming shopping with you, but I don't expect to be embarrassed. And she named it. And I felt stupid. But I share that it's easy for all of us, no matter how committed we are, to follow the covenant that we have made with God and affirmed it through our baptism and affirmed it in our daily lives and marriage commitments and however else you affirm covenants, to make a mistake. And I said to her, honey, the next time we go shopping together, you can have the cart and I will walk with you. Because she enjoys, just because she plans by looking and thinking and doing it all for the week. Mr. Drucker knew that. He made millions out of watching women shop. And then he called it planning. And he sold it as a planning package, which he admits he only learned by watching women in a grocery store shop. But that's the covenant. We have a covenant to love. We have a covenant to love one another. We have a covenant to love God. And in this Lenten season, it's a time to look at ourselves. How are we doing with our own rainbow covenants with God, for our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves, and our relationship with each other? It's a time for self-examination, a time to look ahead, also to own it when you've done it, like I did at the fruit store and the vegetable store, but just to really become more mindful of who we are in our relationships with ourselves and with people around us, whether they be close family members or community members, church members, however it is. We have to become mindful. And we have to, in this season of Lent, intentionally work at being people who make reconciliation. Own up our own mistakes. Not to gloss it over. Not to be like some presidents of some countries and blame everybody else but yourself. You know who I mean. That's the example. That's the anti-example. The pro-example is to own it and to say, I am sorry. And to work at reconciliation. Now, sometimes some people are not able to do that. And we have that example. But when you get hurt yourselves and someone offends you, try to not always say it's something I did. Occasionally it is, and when you're adult enough to know it, you own it. But when you don't know, or when it's an accident, don't be taking it too far in your heart. Just remember that God loves us all. And God is a forgiving God. And it's okay to forgive ourselves and to forgive others. And sometimes I know that God forgives me. There's no one that sins of commission and omission. A commission sin is one you've done that you know you've done it. An omission sin is a sin you've done and don't even know you did it, but you did it. And God forgives all of that. And we need to forgive ourselves. And we also have to work at forgiving others. So in this season of Lent, as we think about the rainbow and the covenant that God has with us, and Jesus has with us, Jesus in his covenant with God was tempted right away. He was sent out into the wilderness immediately. He got baptized. He didn't have the party, didn't have the cake. Boom, in John's gospel, he went out and was tested. We too are tested all the time. We tested by others, and we sometimes are tested by ourselves. Sometimes we're tested by our own sort of algorithms of how we do things, like shopping the store in 10 minutes. But it's still a test. And in this season, I hope we become more conscientious and more conscious, more mindful of who we are as we journey as people of God who have been redeemed. I invite us now for about a minute to reflect on our own covenant that we have with ourselves, with God, and with each other.